What's poppin', everybody? How you doing? It is Jeff Devante, your boy. I'ma just go ahead and say right now that this episode might come off more as a venting session. Because truthfully and honestly, I am not happy. I have not been happy lately for many different factors, and that's okay. And let me first start off by saying, you know, it is okay to not be okay. It is okay to not feel your best all the time, because at the end of the day, we are human beings. We have emotions, we have different personalities, and of course, like, stress is a thing. So at least when I say it's okay to not be okay, that's just me saying, like, at the end of the day, we're human, and you not being okay is you exhibiting your human, your human aspects. As long as I feel like we as people are actively making effort and attempts to get to a space where we feel okay, then that is the best that we can do. It's just, I'm just realizing, and I'm coming into this place of understanding that, I understand my job is not forever. I understand that I'm not going to be at, you know, X company forever. That's not my career goal. But this, it just feels like I cannot get out, no matter how many attempts I make, what moves I try to make. It's almost as if every single attempt is futile. And it's for multiple different reasons. I mean, when it comes to work, I'm the type of person, when I go to work, I show up, I work, and I show out. You feel me? And I go home. Because at the end of the day, like, that's my money. You know what I'm saying? You not finna play with my bread. You feel me? You not finna take away my paycheck, especially when I got these bills. You feel me? Like, especially when I got these bills to pay. So, when I go to work, I go to work. I put in my work. I put in my time, and I go home. And because of that, I feel like it has been rewarding, because I came into the company I worked for back in 2017, and I've already moved up 3 positions from starting from the bottom. And so here we are, 2020, in a management position, and it's cool. You feel me? Like, when I'm at work, it's cool to be like, I'm a manager. I'm the only black manager at my store. We have one other black person, and he's an associate, but it's like, I'm the only black manager at my store. I'm out here, I'm getting these promotions, I'm doing work, and the paychecks are cool. Like, the paychecks are nice. I'm not gonna act like they're not. They're, I will say this, the paychecks are decent, because I can pay my bills, and then I got a little bit of fun money. But, you know, it's, you know, you feel me, it's definitely worth it for, I guess, where I'm at right now. But it's I'm finding myself more often than not being at work, and my mind is not there anymore. My body also, like, my body is just, like, used to the motions. So I'm able to get in there, I'm able to do the work, I'm able to do everything, like, physically, because I've been doing it for 3 years. But at the end of the day, it's like, my mind is not there at all. I'm, like, writing songs in my head. I'm thinking about things I want to talk about for the podcast. I'm, you know what I'm saying, thinking about what I could do for my brand and what designs I want to put out and everything like that. But when you have an 8-9 hour shift and I'm there all day, the ideas that I have, a lot of the time they get lost. Or a lot of the time, the motivation I had to do them at that time, I no longer have the motivation when I get off, because, like I said, I either forget about the ideas because I can't write them down, because the ideas come when I'm in the middle of, like, working with a customer and running around, or when I get off of work and the idea is still there, it's like, I'm exhausted. Now I have to drive an hour home to get back to where I live and then try to find the energy to take care of the home responsibility, like clean the kitchen, clean my room, everything that I need to take care of, and then be like, okay, let me go ahead and make this podcast episode. Just to have to wake up at 6 a.m. the next morning to drive an hour to work just to go and earn a paycheck to pay my bills. And it's like, it's just so draining. And I at some point in time, like, there have been times when I'm like, bro, I hate being a creative because I feel like I can never create when I need to create. And it just puts me in a position of just feeling depressed because, and I've told my coworkers, it's like, I'm not myself unless I'm doing something creative or unless I'm doing something that makes me happy, and I can't do that while I'm here. Therefore, I can't be myself. And so I've threatened to quit my job, like not necessarily like gone in there and be like, man, I'm about to quit. You feel me? Like, but I've just like, I've been in the shower just threatening, like, bro, you know what? I'm putting in my 2 weeks. I forget it. I can't do it. Or like, I'll be at home at 3 o'clock in the morning getting frustrated because songs that I'm trying to record aren't going the way I need to because I don't have the energy to record them the way I want to. And I'd be like, you know what, bro? I'm not going in for the next 2 days. I'm going to do 2 days, no call, no show. Boom, fired right there. But it's like, that's not realistic because at the end of the day, like, I live with my mom because free rent, you feel me? But it's like, I still have my own, like, I have the car note to take care of. I got car insurance to take care of. I got a phone bill to take care of. I got expenses to pay. And it's like, if I quit my job, my mom's not going to pick up that slack, especially because she's already said, listen, you can stay here, but you got to take care of your own. And so it's just like, I understand that quitting my job is, it might make me happy mentally for a short period of time. But when the repo man come to get this car, because I haven't been able to pay these bills, bro, I already know that's going to send me into, you know, a deeper level of stress. And so it's just this back and forth mind game of like, I'm going to quit. You can't quit. But I'm not happy, so I need to quit. Okay, but you quitting is not going to make you happy in the long run. Okay, well, I could be happy right now and I'll figure it out. And it's like, it's going to take time to figure it out and a plan. And you don't have one right now, big dog. You don't. And so, making these episodes too, it's just like, I like talking to y'all makes me so happy, man. Like being able to get on the mic and when I talk to people and then they, you know, either have questions or they come back and let me know how they felt about the last episode, that's really a big part of my, you know, like that brings joy to me with this podcast. And I know, you know, I've slipped up in the past and like I've gone 3 weeks without dropping an episode, without putting up a notification on Instagram saying like, hey, new episode isn't going to come for a while. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And even that's just simply due to like me wanting to be a perfectionist and me wanting to make a video a certain way. I'll record like, hey, you know, a new episode dropping soon. And if it don't come out right, I'll be like, nah, delete. Or I'll be like, hey, I just want to let everybody know I gotta take care of some other stuff, but the episode's gonna be coming, you know, at this date. But if I can't make the video, then it's like, well, I can't drop the episode because I didn't even give a forewarning about anything. So first and foremost, let me just go ahead and say I appreciate everybody that's been patient with me. I appreciate everybody that's been like listening and tuning in whenever I do drop something, because y'all are definitely holding it together. Y'all are definitely holding the ship together right now. But I just feel like it's really hard to do things without the help of others. And it's not to say that I don't have the support of others. I definitely have the support there, but as far as like having a helping hand, it's tough to do it without one. So I guess, look, this is me soliciting right now. You feel me? If anybody want to help your boy with the podcast, if anybody want to be a team member of Melanin Theory, let me know, because I could definitely use the help. You know, at the end of the day, I'm really just trying to battle these stresses. I'm really just trying to stay focused on the end game, and I'm really trying not to let my job affect me as much. And it's been really hard, but I know that eventually I will be able to get through it, and when I do, I will be stronger. This episode's not going to be too long because I have to get ready to go to work. And I didn't have time last night to do it because there was so much going on. But I just kind of wanted to share an update on what's going on with myself and kind of check in. But also, I want to let everybody else know that's listening to this who might be going through similar situations. Whenever you do have a moment of happiness, or whenever you do have a moment to take a breath, use that. Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to continue to push you forward to get to where you need to be. Oh man, I'm crying on the bed. That's going to push you forward to get you where you need to be. Because that moment of happiness is really going to let you know that you're still, number one, alive. But even on top of that, that you still have a chance to take a hold of things. So if you have a chance to take a hold, take hold. And don't ever stop the drive. Don't let your circumstances get the best of you, and keep prevailing. Because at the end of the day, you will be successful. Damn, I feel like I'm saying this to myself as much as I'm saying it to y'all, for real, because I need to hear it just as much as some other people need to hear it. But continue that drive, continue that to find motivation, continue to push through it, because at the end of the day, you gotta make it. I gotta make it. We gotta make it. So let's make it, for real. That being said, I appreciate y'all for listening. Stay awesome. Stay positive. And stay black. And if you're not black, continue to be you and be dope. Peace.